Hey y'all, welcome to the Wi-Fi and a Dream podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Selvaringaraju, and the Wi-Fi and a Dream podcast is where I help businesses deal with the demands of email marketing, social media posting, engaging with ideal audiences, advertising online, all while sharing real life stories about my struggles and triumphs as a work from home mom. So if you're trying to do the home thing and the mom thing and the work thing, and you're just hustling to get all your goals met, then grab a cup of coffee, settle in for the Wi-Fi and a Dream podcast. Hey, everybody. So Sarah here with Buzz Hustle Digital Marketing, and I'm here to talk to you today about how to connect your brand with your audience's needs, how to tell a story about why your customer needs to buy your product. So in this post, I'm going to be telling you how to get in front of your customers in an authentic way and move them to buy. Okay, so let me go ahead and address the elephant in the room. I 100% recommend that you have a blog. Now, if you want this to be a video blog, okay. If you want it to be a written blog, that's great. If you want it to be a podcast, that's perfect. You just need to have a place where you give information for free and establish yourself as an expert in your field, okay? You can call it news. You can call it updates. You can call it what's happening. You can call it articles. Whatever you want to call it, it is a blog, okay? So when I say the word blog, that's what I'm referring to. It could be your video show. It could be your podcast as well. Okay, so now that that is out of the way, I also want to address the term story. Okay. So when I use the term story, I am not referring to your story. Yes, you have to have a story about your business, how you got started, when you opened, all that good stuff. Your story does need to be told, but today I am not referring to that story. I am referring to the story that you weave, the storytelling you weave into your marketing to convince your audience that they need to buy from you. Okay? So, to connect with your audience, you need to tell your customers a story about themselves and show them how they can help themselves by using your product or service. You want to make them feel smart. You want them to say, "I am going to do XYZ and go buy XYZ product to solve my own problems," okay? You are the helpful guide who is going to help them achieve their dreams, okay? You need to truly care about what ails your customers. If you don't, they will see right through you. And if you're in an industry where you don't really care one way or the other, it's just a paycheck, you will never be successful. So you need to truly care about your customers. If you really care about them and their success and their happiness, then this should come easy to you, okay? You need to be the all-knowing mentor who they have been waiting for to help them better their lives. Okay, so let's get to the steps. Step one, define what your customer wants in life, okay? If you really, really break it down, everything you sell comes back to some sort of emotional need. You need to think of it this way. Let's say, for example, you sell some sort of hair removal. Okay. It could be brows. It could be some awesome shave, you know, razors, whatever. What you're really selling is self-esteem, right? You want to look pretty. You want your skin to be smooth. You want to not look like a gorilla. You need my product. You're selling self-esteem. Let's say, for instance, that you're selling online courses. What you're really selling is self-improvement. You're selling the feeling of bettering yourself, right? So you see what I mean? It's not what you're actually selling. It's what emotional thing that you're selling. Figure out the one thing that your customer wants more than anything in the whole world and how it relates to what you're selling. So for this podcast, I'm going to pretend for the rest of this podcast that I own a rustic furniture company. I make custom or semi-custom dining tables, okay? My customer, a female, will buy a new piece of furniture for their home from me, okay? So I'm going to have to figure out what this new female customer really wants. Okay, so she wants to be tied to her roots. That's why she wants a table. She wants something that brings her back to a simpler time in history where homes were the center of activity and not just the place for eating and sleeping. She wants something that is going to bring her family together. Okay, that's the emotional thing, is security, closeness with her family. Okay, so then the next step, after I figured out what she wants, I'm going to address the problem that's getting in the way. Now, this is going to get a little convoluted, but stay with me. You have identified what the customer really wants emotionally. So now you need to pinpoint why she doesn't have it. Address the problem. So you have to look at it from three different angles, and we're going to get a little deeper every time. First, the outside. From the outside, what appears to be the problem on the surface? Then you're going to dig a little deeper, but when you really get down to it, what's the real problem, right? And then you're going to go one more level. Fundamentally, when you break it down even further to a level that even the customer may not realize for themselves, what is the real problem? Okay, so let's use our furniture story example to elaborate. On the outside, the problem might be that this new customer doesn't even know where to find a piece of furniture that she wants. Let's say she sees a beautiful magazine interior decorating, and she sees a beautiful dining table in this magazine. Her first thought in her mind is, that is beautiful, but I have no idea where to get something like that. It probably has to be custom made. Which leads us to the inside problem. Did you guys catch that? It probably needs to be custom made. So she's probably going to tell herself that a custom piece of furniture must cost a fortune. Then maybe she starts telling herself she doesn't even like that table anyway, or the table she saw at Rooms to Go kind of looks like that, and that's more affordable, which brings us to the fundamental problem. She doesn't want to ask her spouse to buy that table. She knows it'd be a stretch to afford something like that with all the kids' activities and the vacation that's coming up. So another table would be just fine. She doesn't need a fancy custom table anyway, right? So what she's saying, and she doesn't even realize it, when she says on that very top level, this problem needs to be custom made and I don't really like it that much anyway. She's telling herself without even realizing it, she isn't as important as the other people in her family. What she wants isn't as important as what they want. Because she wants the table, they want vacation and sports and whatever, so she's going to give up what she wants for them. Sacrifice, right? Whoa. Whoa, that was like psychology 101, right? So now that we figure out what the problem is, we need to figure out how to solve her problem, right? Wrong. We do not need to solve her problem. We need to show her how to solve her own problem. As a business, we need to approach the customer as someone who truly wants to meet their needs, not just as someone who wants to sell them something. So that's step three. Become the problem-solving helper. Become the guide. You want to empower them to make a good decision for themselves. So you do that in two ways. You, one, show empathy. Show them that you understand what they're going through, that you have a genuine interest in their lives, and foster trust and likability with them. And then two, at the same time, simultaneously, you show authority. You be the expert that they can turn to, even if they're not buying anything. Especially when they're not buying anything. When they're not in the market for what you sell, but you continually give them information, they will file that away. And when the need arises for them, their family member, their friend, the person randomly in the online community group that needs a custom table, for instance, they'll pull that out and say, oh, I know somebody, because you've established yourself as an authority. So let's go back to our furniture buyer. She wants the dining table from the magazine. So to establish empathy, your blog posts could look something like this. You could write how a piece of furniture can bring a family together. You can make a video about your grandma's table and all the memories you have from holiday time with her. You could show how your pieces can be passed on as family heirlooms from one generation to the other. That's showing empathy. I understand what you're going through. I understand that you want to be tied to your roots, that you want to create the kind of family that you grew up in and have the kind of table, family dinners and holiday dinners and things that you had when you were a child. We have empathy. We understand. Then add in the authority piece with posts like this. Why custom work costs more. The variables that go into custom work, different kinds of finishes and woods and all that stuff. What's the difference between a custom and semi-custom piece? That's information, right? So you've got the empathy going with the stories, then you bring in the authority with the facts. Notice how you're connecting the things she worries about and answering those worries with your writing or videos or podcast. Now she feels like you understand what she wants and she's more confident in making a decision about the purpose. About the purchase. So you're showing her what it is that she actually really wants, and you're giving her information to make her feel more confident. You're making her the hero of her story because she's going to make this decision on her own. Then the next thing is to show her exactly what to do next. Okay. You're not selling her yet. You're showing her the process. This is where advertising comes in. You need to address what they need. So in this particular instance, maybe you need the piece of furniture before Thanksgiving, right? Then you need to tell them how to set up a plan. So what is the process for ordering a custom piece? The more knowledgeable the customer feels, the more likely she is to stop dreaming and move to the buying stage. And then you show them how to execute it in an affordable way. This doesn't mean to sell something for less than it's worth, especially if you own a service-based business. It means to lay out financing, payment plans, return policies, and anything else that is important to the buying process. Lay it out to where your customer can see it, ask questions about it, and feel like they are the ones in charge of the transaction. If there's no pressure to buy, there's less buyer's remorse. When they feel like they have all the information in front of them and they make a decision based on that information, they're less likely to bring it back. Okay? So your customer knows everything there is to know. They know what they want. They know why they want it. They know how to get it. Now, after all the due diligence, it's time to move to the sell. Call them to action, number 5. Show them what the outcomes will be if they do or do not buy your product or service. Call them to action by asking questions. So, for instance, if you want to take the avenue of what your life will look like with my tables, right? So you could put a post on social media. Don't you just love this beautiful table? And you've got a picture of it laid out with all the china, right? Or how beautiful would this table look with your grandma's Christmas centerpiece on it? And you have a picture of a table with a big empty spot in the middle. They can almost see whatever grandma handed down from them for Christmas, putting that in the middle of their table. What about this one? We love the red, white, and blue against this hand-scraped pine, don't you? And you've got like a tablecloth or flowers or whatever for some July 4th activity. Okay, so you're showing them what their life would look like, what their table would look like. You're trying to let them visualize themselves around this table, their family around this table. Or you could go the negative route, what their life looks like without your product or service. So in the table example, you could say, do your holidays look like this? and have a picture of everyone huddled around in folding chairs and then say they don't have to by today, right? Or what about this one? Assign the kids to another table at Thanksgiving. Bring the family together and have, you know, all the kids over at the little kids table, and they all look sad because they're not at the grown-up table. You know how kids are. I was put at the little kid table. It's not a good place to be. And they'll all look sad, and then transform it to a picture of people around your table all laughing and having a great time, the whole family. Or even this one. This one kind of cracked me up when I thought of it, if I do say so myself. No room for the newest member of the family. Have like the new son-in-law sitting by himself in a corner, like dunce cap, and then say, we can help. And then, you know, show the table with everyone enjoying again, something like that. So you can either show the positive, what your life looks like with the product, or you can show the negative, what your life looks like without the product, right? So that's it. That's it. That's the five steps. Let me recap real quick, just so we get them all together. So the first thing you want to do is define what your customer wants. Why are they really, what is it that they really are looking for when they're looking at your products? You need to address the problem that's getting in the way, what needs to be overcome before they can buy. You need to be the problem-solving helper. You need to give all the information there is to give so that they know that they're making the right decision. You need to map it out step by step. And then you need to call them to action, either showing what life looks like with or what life looks like without your product or service. That's it. So you create a story around your products. You show exactly step by step what a customer needs to do and what their life will look like or won't look like. And you help them visualize why they need your product. Okay, so that's it. I hope you learned something new today. I wish for your business to grow and grow and grow until you're forced to sell it all and move to a tropical island or a snowy mountain cabin or wherever it is you dream to go. That's how much I want your business to grow. That's why I give you this information. If you have any questions or comments, be sure to email me, sarah@buzzhustle.com, or connect with me on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or wherever. I would love to answer your questions. So I have a worksheet that I've made for you. If you would like the worksheet, jump on Facebook, message me at buzzhustle, and send me a message and say, I listen to your podcast. I want your handout, and I will pop the link into this worksheet back to you in Messenger. No email address is required. So just send me a message at Buzz Hustle, and I will send you this worksheet. I hope you guys have a great week, and I will see you again soon. Bye-bye. Hey, I am so glad that you tuned in to the Wi-Fi and a Dream podcast today. You can check me out on Instagram at Sarah Selveringaraju or Facebook at Buzz Hustle. I would love to talk to you online, or you can email me at sarah@buzzhustle.com.